You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Presented by Raytheon Technologies, our nearly 200,000 engineers, researchers, and people with purpose are building the future today. We're pushing the limits of known science to go deeper into space, advance aviation, and build smarter defense systems that protect all of us here at home. That's the future of aerospace and defense. Learn more at RTX.com. Cases rise as election results come in, vaccines and treatments advance, and the reach of screening and tracing technology grows. Here's what you should know. In a dizzying confluence of events, this week's days-long election has coincided with record-high coronavirus numbers in the U.S. There were 121,888 new cases last week, marking the third time this week that America topped its previous record. The number of hospitalizations and deaths is also increasing, especially in the South and Midwest. Regardless of the election outcome, Donald Trump will remain in the Oval Office until January 20th, and given his track record on the pandemic, public health experts are concerned that 100,000 more Americans could die during that time. AstraZeneca announced last week that its vaccine could be available at the start of the new year. The drug company plans to analyze Phase 3 trial data over the next 2 months. Provided those results look good, it will increase production and seek government approval. Moderna has said its vaccine won't be ready until the spring, while Pfizer could seek emergency use authorization as soon as later this month. A CDC advisor confirmed that when vaccines are available in the U.S., they will almost certainly go to healthcare workers first. And dozens of U.S. school districts have purchased new technology to help fight the spread of COVID-19 using funds from the Pandemic Aid CARES Act. The devices use thermal cameras to screen students' temperatures and facial recognition technology to tell whether they're wearing masks. While some see the facial recognition capabilities being useful even after the pandemic has ended, others are concerned that bringing this into schools could jeopardize the security and privacy of children's biometric data. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.